I'm Kelsey, and it's time for the Mental Health Minute, because life isn't perfect, in fact, far from it. But a little help can make all the difference, which is why we're joined today by Emily McConville from Mental Health and Recovery for Licking and Knox Counties. Now, as you prioritize your physical health in 2026, a lot of people don't know that physical health is strongly intertwined with mental health.
It absolutely is. When we talk about mental health, we often focus on what's happening in our minds. But our physical health and daily habits play a huge role in how we feel emotionally, too. Think about the days you barely slept, grabbed something quick to eat, skipped movement, and powered through anyway. By mid-afternoon, your patience is gone, your stress is higher, and everything feels heavier. That's not a personal failure. That's your body asking for support. Mental health isn't just about managing thoughts and feelings. It's also about sleep, nutrition, movement, and routine. When those basics are out of balance, it becomes much harder to cope with stress, anxiety, or low mood. We see it all the time. Someone working long hours who's running on caffeine and 5 hours of sleep starts feeling irritable and overwhelmed. A parent juggling kids and work stops eating regular meals and notices their anxiety creeping up. A commuter sits all day stuck in traffic and wonders why they feel drained before the evening even starts. The good news is that small lifestyle changes really do make a difference. Getting consistent sleep, even an extra 30 minutes, can improve mood and focus. Moving your body doesn't have to mean the gym. A daily walk, stretching in the living room, or taking the stairs counts. Eating regular meals and staying hydrated helps stabilize energy and emotions more than we realize. And routine matters. Having a predictable morning or evening habit, like stepping outside for daylight, turning off screens before bed, or taking a few quiet minutes to reset, can help your nervous system calm down. This isn't about perfection. It's about noticing what your body needs and responding with care. Supporting your physical health is one of the most powerful ways to protect your mental health, because when we take care of our bodies, we give our minds a better chance to feel balanced, resilient, and strong. Mental health doesn't live in isolation, and neither should we.
And if you're having a hard time holding yourself accountable, find a buddy who's got the same goals as you and hold each other accountable, because there's strength in community. Or if you're flying solo, start small and work your way up to that fitness goal so that way it doesn't seem so overwhelming. And if you're trying to make your physical health and your mental health a priority this year, join us each week on the Mental Health Minute, Tuesdays at 1:40, with Simple Steps Towards a Better Life, brought to you by Starlight by Ohio Guidestone.